We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Betting Insider Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit betql.com today. Ryan, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
We're good. So far, what's week 6 in the NFL, week 7 in college football, which team has made you the most money?
It's made me the most money. That's a tremendous question. So thus far, for me, in college football, it has been weirdly betting against Alabama. Now, I play Alabama always in the first half. So, you know, you make a lot of money betting on Alabama, and you don't make a whole lot of money fading Nick Saban. But just last week, took a shot on the live line, betting against Alabama on the money line, bet against them on the spread. And ended up having a really nice little Saturday, parlaying it with the total in the game. So I made a lot of money just last weekend alone in that one. And then the Chargers in the NFL have made me a lot of money. You know, I actually played the season win total under, but didn't really feel right about it. And they have just been much better than expected. Now, they struggle on early downs, which is kind of hard to believe, but if you look what they're doing, like, they're not afraid to go for it on fourth down. Justin Herbert is putting up, like, video game-type numbers, and they've improved a little bit defensively. I really like this Chargers team, and they continue to make me money every single week. That being said, I don't know that I could take them this week against Baltimore because Lamar Jackson is playing out of his mind right now. And should, if the season ended today, which it's only week, what, 6, he'd be the MVP.
Ryan, betting that over, though, man, on the Chargers each week, because, man, you know they're going to score. And up until maybe a week ago, they were giving up chunks of points also. So the one thing with the Chargers, they're going to put up some points on people. And so, you know, if you're looking at that over and under, that might be a play, too. Tonight, your thoughts on Tampa Bay, Philly? This seems like such a huge mismatch, but it's 7. And that total of 52.5.
Yeah, that's a great – I mean, you know, you look at this, and if this is like 5, 6 years ago and I'm new to the betting game, I'm probably just going to throw all my money on Tampa Bay because they're the better team. I mean, they're the defending champs. They bring everybody back. But I actually – when this opened up, it was 7.5, and I took Philadelphia. Tom Brady, it's kind of like one of the funnier trends, but he struggles in these primetime spots against the spread. Now, you saw it even against New England. They won the game, but they didn't cover the spread, and everybody loved Tampa Bay in that spot. I do think Tampa Bay wins the game, but with the 7.5, I took Philadelphia. Still at 7, I'd probably take Philadelphia and just think, hey, you know, it's a touchdown game. I get a push out of it. I just feel like the back door is going to be wide open in the second half, and Jalen Hurts has been much better than I thought in the pocket.
8
touchdown
question.
Passes this season, you know, 3 interceptions. He's not turning the ball over. They're able to find their playmakers. The one thing, though, the Eagles cannot stop the run, man. I think if I'm Tampa Bay, what I do tonight, short week, I try to go up early in the first half, and I don't want to take my foot off the gas in the second half, but I try to get Leonard Fournette some touches tonight. Leonard Fournette quietly, statistically, is putting together his best season, which is kind of hard to believe at this stage of his career. I'd get him some touches tonight in the second half, man, and avoid any more injuries. But I took Philadelphia with the points just because right now Tampa Bay, as great as they are defensively, they're beat up, especially in the secondary. I think maybe that the Eagles could have a little bit of success tonight through the air.
Ryan, large point spreads in particular for home dogs are always interesting. Double-digit spreads are always interesting as well. And the Los Angeles Rams are getting 10.5 on the road against the New York Giants. How do you feel about that?
Man, yeah, that's one where I was just going to stay away completely. You know, and if you look at, like, some of these teams right now, like, you look at the Giants and they are just beat up. But anytime anything hits double digits, I tend to take the number because I look for these key numbers, you know. And if I could get a 10.5, in the NFL, even if you have a backup starting quarterback, or if you have a backup couple guys at skill at the skill position type players, I usually take the double-digit dog. Going back to some teams that have made me some money this year, how about the Houston Texans? I feel like the last couple times I've been on here, I've talked about how I'm going to take them as double-digit dogs. I'm going to stay away from that one, but usually in that spot, it's either I'm taking the dogs, man, or I'm passing. No matter how good the team is they're facing, no matter how bad the team is that's catching the points, it's the NFL, and all these guys are here for a reason. They're all trying to get paid and prolong their careers and get to the next paycheck.
Ryan, interested your thoughts on tomorrow night. Clemson, Syracuse, 13.5 point favorites over Syracuse. But man, the total is 44.5. You talk about if this was a year ago, 44.5. Clemson clips that 44. So, man, how things have changed for Clemson football, where the total on that game is 44.5 between Clemson and Syracuse.
Guys, I mean, you said it right there. How crazy is that? Because imagine if we got this number, not only on the total, but on the spread. 2 or 3 years ago. Now, a couple of years ago, Cuse did upset Syracuse when, they had Trevor Lawrence there. But I look at this matchup, and it's like, okay, I would love to take the over because, like you said, historically, Clemson's going to hit this number by themselves. They're going to go over this total. But this year, offensively, let's be honest, they're not any good. They cannot run the football. The offensive line, we knew that they were going to be a little bit inexperienced there heading into the season. But they haven't got any better. And, I thought once we got to week 3, week 4 even, some of these young guys would step up. But they struggled to run the ball last year, even with Travis Etienne there. You know what I'm saying? So, if anything, I'm just staying away from this one. Maybe I take Clemson to finally get right and win this game by 2 touchdowns.
But I'd be shaky on it.
Defensively, they're still solid, man. I'm just staying away from this one altogether, though, because I don't think Clemson's any good this year. It's hard to say that, but I don't think they are.
I agree with you.
Ryan, going back to the NFL, over and unders, whenever I see over and unders in their 50s, it really catches my attention. Kansas City and Washington football team, over and unders at 55.5. And, man, that's just even with those two teams, I get it. The Chiefs' defense is bad, but their offense can score. Washington's offense is pretty good. Their defense isn't great. How do you feel about that over and under?
Yeah, I'd have to play the over in this game. And you know what's crazy about this, guys, is that going into the season, I was really high on Washington's defense because you have Montez Sweat, who is one of the better pass rushers in the league. You have Chase Young. So it's like, okay, which of these guys do you double team? The other guy's probably going to have 15 sacks. But the secondary has been brutal for Washington. I can't believe how bad they've been defensively, to be quite honest with you guys. And on the offensive side, they've been better than I expected, especially when they lose Fitzpatrick right away week 1. Heinicke has been solid. They've been much better than I thought offensively, but defensively they've been a nightmare. Same thing with Kansas City. Man, I feel bad for Patrick Mahomes. He's going to have to hang 40, it seems, every week if they want to win double-digit games and make the playoffs. I'd have to play the over in this. I know that it'll probably be the public play, but I can't play the under with these two defenses, even with it being in the 50s, man.
Auburn, Arkansas, I think a real intriguing game. Man, Arkansas, just a heartbreak city game last Saturday against Ole Miss. And listen, I would have went for the 2 points, too. I mean, come on. Yeah, you out there all that time, I take a shot. Now, I wasn't crazy about the play call, but I would have went for the 2 points also. I want to see how Arkansas can bounce back emotionally from a game like that they've played. And Auburn, they found out that wasn't LSU's defense they were up against last week.
Yeah, man. LSU has been so disappointing for me this year that I will never bet on them or against them. I'm done with them even this week. Like against Florida, I'm staying away. And it's the same story. For some reason, guys, the last 2 years, that you asked me that which team has won me the most money. Let me tell you which team has lost me the most money. It's Bo Nix and Auburn. I will never trust Bo Nix against the spread ever again. I root for the kid. I'm sure he's a great kid off the field. I can't stand watching him play the game of football only because he's affected my wallet this much. I'm staying away from this game. If anything, maybe I'll play the under. I'm rooting for Arkansas. What a crazy game that was last week, and especially when you pair it with the fact that we're sitting there watching that Oklahoma-Texas game, so much offense in that early slate of games. I'm rooting for Arkansas. You know, gun to my head, I got to pick a side. I'll take them. I'm done with Auburn, at least until they move on from Bo Nix.
The Nebraska-Minnesota game is interesting to me because, man, you saw Nebraska early. They were El Sucko. I mean, they were bad. And then, man, you know, listen, they competitive now. And, you know, they what a 3-4 football team going up against Minnesota. You know, your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, you know what's funny about that? I actually just took this, and I took Minnesota in this spot. You know, I get why people can't stand P.J. Fleck. He's a little much. You know, he's running up and down the sidelines. Not everybody buys in to row the boat. Nebraska, like you said, the beginning of the season, they were a nightmare. The last couple of weeks, I've been betting on Nebraska, and that's another team that's made me a lot of money, man. Martinez, ever since they lost those couple games, like to start the season, he's kind of just said, ah, whatever, man. You know, this is probably my last year playing. I'm going to throw the ball down the field. I'm going to get aggressive. And the secondary's improved. Like, they've been much improved defensively as well. Still in this spot, I still feel like the market always undervalues Minnesota. And anytime P.J. Fleck is an underdog, you know, in this type of spot, he gets his guys to buy in, man. You know he's got that bulletin board material going all week. So I did play Minnesota in this spot in this game. It's one of my favorite plays this week. That and another Big Ten game. I like the under in the Michigan State Indiana game in the first half if you could get 24. I think both teams, it's going to be a feeling it out process. A lot of runs on early downs. I love the under in that game. And then I love Minnesota this week as well in the Big Ten.
Panthers-Vikings. This surprised me because I thought the line would be more than that, just two. I thought it would be a little bit more than that in this particular game. Your thoughts on the Panthers and the Vikings?
Yeah, you know what? I feel like this is a really tricky trap line, and I hate that I did it. I took Minnesota, a team that I'm really down on. In
man,
fact,
I don't trust them
surprised.
Either.
Exactly, man. I will not be surprised if Mike Zimmer loses his job after this season. And you look at Carolina, and, you know, they get off to that hot start. Carolina, and this isn't exactly like a hot take or breaking news, guys, they're missing Christian McCaffrey right now. It's not just another running back. Like, that's 70% of your offense. That's a dude that's going to catch 70 balls. He's going to rush for 1,200 yards. He's going to score double-digit touchdowns. They're missing him. And also, like, maybe we overrated them a little bit defensively. I hate that I did it. I took Minnesota in this spot. I'll probably regret it like any other time I've backed Kirk Cousins in my life. But I feel like maybe we overrated Carolina a little bit, and they really need McCaffrey back. So give me the better offense right now, which is Minnesota. Darnold really struggled last week, man. I need to see him bounce back before I bet on them again.
Ryan, I always tell this to A-Bear. He always cracks me that next man up. And I always tell him, depends on who that next man is. Because I know one thing, they don't have nobody in the same area code as Christian McCaffrey. And that just goes to prove it, how big he is to that football team. I think a crazy game, Cowboys-Patriots. On the surface, you say, man, the Cowboys red hot, playing really good. You know, that this should be an easy game for them. Man, I think the Patriots hang in there.
Yeah, hey, same here. I played the Patriots, and I'm so glad that I got the hook. I got 3.5 here. The number is underdogs. Anytime, man, anytime you give me Bill Belichick as an underdog, I don't care if Tom Brady's there, Mac Jones is there, Cam Newton's there, Jacoby Brissett's there, Jimmy Garoppolo's there. Give me Bill Belichick as an underdog. You know, I think this team's getting better. Mac Jones is tough, man. You saw that in that Tampa Bay game. You pressure the kid, you blitz him, he'll stand in that pocket, he'll make every throw, he'll take the hits, he's only going to get better. And also, they're not asking him to do too much yet. Defensively, I think they're going to get better. Give me the Patriots. I think they have a shot to win that game outright, but I'll take the points with Belichick, so I'll take the 3.5 that I got.
Ryan, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All right.
We'll do. Ryan Horvat, that was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Ryan Horvat and his analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. This is Sports Talk Fantasy Frenzy coming up at 5:10. This is Sports Talk on Saints Radio, WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.